We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We've started this trend where, like, every kid that comes in gets to throw a ball at Ordway.
Yeah.
And so now, so here, we just have a big
kid. This kid's not throwing a ball at Ordway. This kid will not be doing it. Let me introduce you to Brian Boyle.
Why not?
Brian Boyle.
He's got a story to tell.
Obviously from Hingham, Massachusetts, and now with the New Jersey Devils. And last September, Brian, first of all, it's great to see you again. Second of all, September 2017, you got the shock of your life.
Yeah, I sure did. And it was... it was interesting because I was feeling, you know, pretty poorly each day as it went on from probably the beginning of August on. And I was kind of wondering what the heck was going on, or if I just, that was going to be it for me in terms of playing hockey. That was the only thought I really had.
Think you were getting old quickly?
Yeah. Yeah. Really fast. Yeah. Because early in the summer, it felt good. Yeah. Yeah. Right off. But, you know, you fast forward a little bit and it makes some sense. So it was almost at the end of the day a relief in a way because of, like you mentioned, all, and like people have talked about today, all of the research and all of the money that has gone into something that has, I'm in a position where I could be treated easily. And it was difficult. We came up here, we saw Dr. Stone at Dana-Farber. We did a number of different things down in New Jersey too, but I got the news. It was a shock to my wife and I, and it was probably 3 or 4 days of wondering what was going on. I wasn't allowed to participate in training camp.
You only missed 10 games.
Right? Yeah. That was
that's a hockey player.
10
man.
More than I wanted.
10 games.
Oh, they're so tough.
Yeah, they're tough. They'll miss a lot of games.
Baseball guy's done for the year. We know. I get it. Yeah.
That is insane, yeah, though, because I've seen, you know, other guys do it, and, you know, they miss such an important part of their training. And then catching up seems like, oh, it's almost impossible. And you actually get back on the ice or the field or whatever, and you actually got a goal. And then just talk about how emotional that was, because that's a long, tough, hard journey to get to that spot.
Yeah. Well, I was getting pushed all summer, no matter how bad I felt, by Brian McDonough, actually, down in Foxborough, who's my trainer for the last 10 years. And I just couldn't figure out why I wasn't recovering. And honestly, as soon as I got on this medicine that and it was recommended to me and by Dr. Stone and by Dr. Reeder down in New Jersey, after like 5 or 6 days, I felt almost like superhuman because I was training with all this, I call it bad blood, for, you know, a month or so. And then all of a sudden everything was kind of starting to work again normally. So I had this boost of energy. I had this, obviously, some adrenaline just from the reception that, you know, we got from, you know, family, friends, the fans, and being able to play and worrying about little things that I used to worry about kind of went away, and I could just have some fun. And it was certainly emotional, but it was I felt really good.
So joining us also is the Dr. Richard Stone. So, Doc, tell me about this, you know, the CML. I mean, we've had kids in here, ALL, we've heard a lot about it, but CML, tell us what that is and the research on that now.
Sure. CML is a chronic leukemia where the bone marrow is overproducing white cells that you don't need. Mm-hmm. And thanks to research done by many individuals at Harvard and Dana-Farber, it was learned that there's a gene that's screwed up in CML. It's actually called the Philadelphia chromosome. It leads to a protein which causes the cells to make too many white cells when you don't need them. It's kind of like having your oil burner on in the summer when you don't need the heat. And too many white cells, they fight infection, not so bad. But in the old days, which was only about 15, 20 years ago, people died of CML because eventually they turned into acute leukemia. And again, we have what I would consider a miracle drug, a magic bullet, which has been the most important thing that happened in my career, to be able to have a guy who had a formerly deadly disease now be able to take a medicine twice a day and actually play at the highest level of professional sports is truly amazing. And that's our goal for all of our cancer patients. And with help from all the community and folks who are listening, we think we can do that with other cancers too.
You know, I know this may seem like a stupid question, but you talk about all the energy, all the energy you got from just the medicine that you were taking. Now, as the NHL, how does that work with the NHL as far as you know, how they testing drug you testing, for that. Yeah, you're right. Like, whoa, this is like Superman.
Yeah. Right. I'm certainly getting drug tested. Yeah. I think I had three last year.
But you have a doctor's note.
Well, there are TUEs. That's the therapeutic use exemption. I can't believe I remembered that.
No, that's impressive.
But this doesn't even fall into that category. It just kind of regulated everything. It was my own body doing what it was supposed to do once it became regulated, and it was training just to the point of overexhaustion before that, honestly, because of what was happening inside my body.
So we've talked to some of the players who go over to Dana-Farber, and think those are the days that put things in perspective, right? You're playing professional sports, and you sort of leave there, and you're like, you know, it'll be nice to get a hit, but if I don't, it's not the end of the world, right? So, but for you, it wasn't going and visiting. This is your own little – this is your life. This is your family. So when you talk about coming back in that first goal, this was probably a big moment.
Definitely. And, you know, we've been fortunate to be able to – get to meet some of these fighters. When I was in Tampa, we went to the Moffitt Cancer Center, and in Jersey, we've gone and seen kids, and obviously in Boston, even when I go for checkups now, when I'm feeling better, you see the waiting room is filled with people. Mm-hmm. There's so many families going through this. When you see the pediatrics, my son has been going through, some trying times right now with, not cancer, but he's been in Children's a lot this year. That was a part of the emotional kind of exhale that I had when I scored my first goal in Jersey, because he was going through stuff. He came out of it feeling better, so I was, happy for him. There was just a lot in terms of – I just seen so much. So many families, the Children's Hospital or Dana-Farber, you see – obviously there's the patient, and then there's the brother, the six-year-old brother that has to see his four-year-old sister in the hospital, or – the parents who have to, one has to go home with one child and the other has to stay with the other child, and it can tear families apart. It's cruel. It doesn't fight fair, this disease, whichever form you have, and it's devastating. But the advancements that we've made makes all of this worth it. Seeing the kids are trying to, I heard Brady on this morning, just trying to hopefully distract them. Something like that, just to change their day or whatever their thought process is, to kind of distract them or get them out of that thought process, is something you try to do. And then you take a little out of it for yourself, because you see kind of what they've gone through and their courage and strength. It's inspiring. So, the doctors and the nurses at the Dana-Farber, at the Children's Hospital, these people are angels sent down, I think, because of what they have to see and what they've gone through, and how they keep these kids' spirits high.
How did you deal with all of that? Because you and your wife, Lauren, are dealing with your son's issue. You're coming out of treatment. You're back. And yet, you ended up getting added to the All-Star game. You got that standing ovation down in Tampa. You go and you win the Masters. I mean, how did you deal with the string of emotions here?
Very much I leaned on Lauren here. She's not a very big person, but she carried me at 245 pounds. She carried Declan, which he's holding him right now, and he's about 50 pounds as a three-year-old. We have a little baby girl, Isabella. She kept everything together. It was, and she's still doing it. We have, we have an appointment Thursday with Declan. I'd be on the road sometimes, and she'd have to drive up to Children's from New Jersey, which isn't a fun drive in the winter, especially for a Florida girl. And it's kind of just deal with what's in front of you. We have a saying in our house that, God doesn't put anything on our plate that we can't handle. And sometimes we wish he didn't trust us so much with all that he's given us. But it is, we try to look at it as a blessing. We've tried to impact other people's lives for the better. We try to tell our story of what happens when you're going through adversity as a young couple that's only been married 4 years. We're just trying to do our best with what the situation is, and for the most part, we're all leaning on her.
You're doing all right, though.
So, talking about things that that God doesn't give you anything that you can't handle. You're throwing out the first pitch today. Now,
can you handle it?
Well, hold on. Now, there's been some first pitches that have gone really bad. 50 yeah, Cent.
You don't want to end up on YouTube. Dog. Yeah. Not to put any pressure, but you don't want to end up on YouTube.
Yeah. You know, I just saw this nun. I don't know.
The nun. I mean, like, so I can't beat that. So I was going to
the rubber, right?
I was trying to throw one into the
Sister
crowd.
Sister Jean, forget about it.
Yeah, right.
Well, what about our patient, Jordan Leandre? Last year, he went out and threw the
bullseye.
First ball. And he bullseye on the guy's.
Bullseye.
Between the legs. That's what he hit. You don't want to do that. So have you worked on this? Have you practiced any of this?
You know what? I was going to throw a few yesterday, and I just...
tell you what, why don't you throw this one?
Say, no, 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 this
guy. There you go, right there in his face, right there.
Look at that. That's a two-seam backdoor cutter. He said snap it. You got to snap it, Brian.
Hey, Doc, I'm curious. I don't know if you ever had patients that have been professional athletes before, but was there anything different with Brian?
Well, he's a lot bigger than the average patient. That's for the answer.
Yeah.
No, his fortitude to be able to... You know, the drug he has to take is taken twice a day, and he takes one of his drugs in the middle. Well, you told me you take it between the second and third period or the first and second period sometimes. I don't know how you do it. It has to be taken without food before and after you take it, so it's very trying, and this guy somehow does it and still manages to play professional hockey.
So
you've got to find that window sometimes.
You're taking a medicine between periods?
Sometimes. Not always, but if I take it, I have to eat right after the game, so then I got to wait 2 more hours and... If we have a back-to-back, what are you doing, buddy?
Because I know that guy.
If we have a
he's throwing the ball at Daddy right on the screen.
If we have a back-to-back or something, then I would have to try to do it so I could eat right after and try and get back to bed as soon as I could. But for the most, especially in the summer, for the most part, it's fairly easy. Just block out 12 hours and eat accordingly. It's actually helped me cut down some snacking.
You can't really take a – nobody can take a pill twice a day for a whole – year. I mean, I don't know how you do it. People forget. Of course, in the middle of a bad game.
Well, again, this one, my wife is
she doesn't let
all
you forget.
Over me. No. So I won't forget.
Hey, Brian, it's great to see you, and it's great to see that you're healthy, your son's healthy, your family's doing great, and thanks for stopping by and passing that message along, and thank you, Doctor, for all you do. We really appreciate it. Good seeing you.
Thank you.
Continued success and continued great health.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.